producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than Ellen Ratner. Ellen, busy times now as we get ready for the holidays again. So people are getting teed up all over the place. Last time you and I talked, it was just right after the tsunami of red and the changing of the guard that's going to happen in January. Tell me what you think is going to happen with this immigration stuff with Obama saying, you know, basically
he has... it's been leaked out that he has a 10-point plan and he's going to put it forth. Republicans are already saying that they're not going to put up with it. And the attorney general nominee is going to be quizzed, grilled, however you want to say it, on her view of executive orders, executive privilege, et cetera. And so that is going to be the get the popcorn moment of her hearing and her confirmation.
Yeah. But yeah, it's good. That's going to be crazy to watch that, certainly. The other thing that people here in America Tonight constantly have a tug of war over is the Keystone Pipeline. And what's the deal with the Senate?
With the Keystone Pipeline, the issue is people like Mary Landrieu of Louisiana, as you decide to say it, if they vote for the Keystone Pipeline, then people might not lose that runoff. So there are some sort of pipeline Democrats, I will call them, who feel like it is in the interest of their states to vote for it. The Republicans may be able to get those 60 votes in the Senate to pass it. Now, will the president veto it? I don't know. Probably not, is my guess. So that is certainly going to be heating up.
Yeah. The other thing is, because you've covered politics for so long, I just happened to see this, and I knew it was, I thought it was 100, but the 100th woman in Congress was sworn in. How big is that?
Well, I think it is pretty big. I mean, I remember, you know, when there was almost no women in Congress.
Yeah.
You know, it was really quite astounding. And remember Shirley Chisholm. She was the first African-American woman in Congress.
Yeah.
And now people don't really think about that. But, yes, 100 women in Congress is really quite staggering.
Yeah, I think it's staggering. I remember when I was a kid, my mom made me write a letter to Barbara Jordan, and she was like, again, one of the few. That was it. You didn't have very many. And now,
no, you did not back then.
Yeah, you crossed
the
threshold.
And I remember when there was the senator from Maine, and I'm having a senior moment with her. But the senator from Maine, and she was the only female senator out of the 100, and they were wondering what they had to do about the gym. Should they make a separate time for her? Margaret Chase Smith was her name, sorry.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Should they make a special time? Because she, you know, they had one senator, female senator, and 99 males, and what were they going to do?
Yeah, so crazy. Thank goodness times have changed, so that's definitely a good thing. And one last thing, the U.S.-China climate deal. What's happening
with
that? Because
when does China have to start doing their emissions? Mitch McConnell curious about that today, saying, you know, we're giving China free pass for 16 years. The liberals are furious about it, saying that it is not much of real emissions control and nothing much is going to change. So depending on who you talk to, it, nobody's happy. There are some people in the middle. For instance, Senator Leahy of Vermont was praising it all the way around. But people on the left and people on the right have their own issues with it.
All right, Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, interesting, Ellen, talking about climate change there and the perspective from the left and the right. We talked about this saying, in my point of view, was it's so far down the road, really what kind of teeth would it have anyway? Because how many presidents would inherit whatever this soft agreement is? So it's not anything that has any real teeth at all, other than it stirs up the debate about pollution in China and agreements with other countries and whatnot. The big thing, I think, is immigration, and the president's going to unveil what they're calling a sweeping 10-point plan for executive action. action on immigration. If you remember the day after the election, this is exactly what the Prez promised, and this is exactly what the Republicans balked about. So here's the first big standoff. It's not a secret. We know that. This 10-part plan for overhauling the current policy would include suspending deportations for millions. This was as suspected as early as next Friday, though. So this would kick in so quickly that it would start possibly by next week. The plan contains a proposal that would include the 10 initiatives that include boosting border security, which, of course, that's what everybody talks about. How can you know what's going on with immigration if you don't even know what's happening at the border? To also adding more pay for immigration officers, paying them some more money, right? The controversial part of it is not going to be paying somebody that works for the Border Patrol more money, customs, etc. It's going to be the millions who could get a reprieve under this deferred action that would be part of the overhaul in his executive action. So what that would mean is it would expand the deferred action for the illegal people who came to the U.S. as kids, but also for the parents of the citizens and legal permanent residents, too, as well. So if you crunch all those numbers, and who knows, we don't really know what the true numbers are, but it's probably at least somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 million adults with U.S.-born kids would be able to stay. Then you throw in the kids and whatnot. So this deferred action, that whole idea was that they would get work authorization, they would get Social Security numbers, they would get government-issued IDs and all of that, and has that even happened? So this is something that would have to be a big part of it if it really comes to pass. But executive action is executive action, meaning I'm going to go it alone and I'm going to do this, because we saw what happened with the kids coming from South America and so many others who didn't really have any claim in the United States but decided the gates had swung open, and what a nightmare that was just 6-7 months ago. The Department of Homeland Security is also going to promote what they're calling a new naturalization process by giving a 50% discount, or the first 10,000 people who apply, who come forward. So you're in the shadows, you're here illegally, you're stocking money away, whatever, sending money back to wherever you came from. Now, if you come out of the shadows, because what draws people out, they're saying if they come forward, they would get a 50% discount on what they'd have to pay back, with the exception of the people who don't have, who have income levels above 200% above the poverty level. So how about that? And then there's a whole bunch of other things that are part of this proposal, both with the Department of Homeland Security and the President's executive action. How do you think that executive action will fly in this country? You want to weigh in? Absolutely. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Before we fly, we have dumb things I shouldn't have done, and boy, you have outdone yourselves. I think a lot of people are catching on to the dumb things idea, and the overflow in the mailbox was absolutely incredible. Some people think, and as I was just mentioning here, that this executive action on immigration is absolutely incredible. In fact, criminal Jack from Down Under, who desperately wants to come to the United States, and by now I think some of you know his plight, says that the president is rewarding criminals, and that's what it is. That people who are here illegally get the free pass, people waiting in line get jobbed, essentially, and have to wait even longer. See, that's the other part of it that people don't really talk about, or the media doesn't talk about, or maybe you just don't think about it, but this pushes back some that have hired lawyers, that are filling out paperwork, that are trying to come to the United States because they really want to come to the United States, and they're trying to get that connection and having a hard time doing it, and there's only X amount of people that we allow in, ironically, with the legal channels, and illegally it's a different story. So now you could come, if this policy all gets put into place, it's like alphabet soup now. The Department of Homeland Security is saying, you know what, It's like a white elephant sale, baby. It's where you're coming up with the money, so we're going to give you a halfer. It's half off today if you apply. Say you've been here illegally for your entire life, and we'll just come up with the fine, and you have to pay half of it. It's going to be interesting to see how many people jump on that. How many people decide they're going to go for that deal, be the first 10,000. And I think that the reason they're doing it is because they know what I said initially when this idea was floated years ago. And knowing what I know about people in the country illegally, which are surrounding me all over the place, and you, I'm sure, as well, and even some really nice people that I've come to know who are in the country illegally, meaning people that are working on yards and that kind of stuff from Guatemala, and can tell you their sad story and how they came over and how many cousins and other relatives live with them and whatnot. The upshot of it is we have so topsy-turvied our economy because of that, because of not following the laws that were already there, that were on the books, because it was more convenient to get cheap labor. Now we're paying the price for that. And because we turned it all upside down, we're shaking it and hoping that it rolls out the right way. But frankly, we've put some people in positions where they're not going to come out of the shadows. And that's why the 10,000 people with the 50% off, figuring, okay, if we can just get the movement and get people doing it, other people will do it. If we can just get the first people in, then maybe this will become easier. And we'll see. We'll see what happens there. I think there's going to be massive amounts of verbal sparring, which there already is. And I also think that even with the offer of half off, I don't think a lot of people are going to be quick on the uptake. I think there are some that are going to hang back for fear of it being exposed. I mean, if you live your whole life in the shadows, and I'm calling it shadows for lack of a better way to describe it, you don't want people to know the circumstance, the situation. You're afraid of being permanently deported, of playing the cat and mouse game that you don't want to play. And I think this really ends poorly for everybody concerned in the next 2 years. And then what happens? Is there a Republican who's president? Is it another Democrat who's president? Who enacts these leftover policies, and how will we deal with them when they're halfway in place? And that's part of the problem. The push is on to get everybody satisfied that the president spoke to in the beginning of his tenure as president, which often happens. You're running for election. You have all these ideas. You have a chance to be the president of the free world. And you are singing the song, the tunes that everybody wants to hear that you know will elect you or get you the numbers that will be elected. And then you have to deal with the reality of trying to implement it. And this is why in the last couple of years of a presidency, it's obvious, and all of you know it. Why would you try to jam it through now? Because now is when you don't have to run again. You're not running for re-election. You're not worried about any of that. So look for the immigration hammer to come down, wow, sooner than I thought. I thought they would wait until the beginning of the year. I mean, right in the very, very beginning, but wait until the beginning and then play it out. But it's certainly not shaping up to be that. It's the opposite. It looks like there's even more of a rush. And I guess in reading that, the idea would be get enough backup from the Democrats so that it looks good. Because if it's an executive action, then you really don't need that. I have to remind everyone before I forget that we do have Nail the Score coming up in the last segment of our next hour. Nail the Score. That's the game where our computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in, pick a side, and tell me what you think the final score is going to be. And if you guess the right final score, bum-ba-da-da, you win great prizes from America Tonight. It's a perfect time for great prizes, isn't it? one of our winners, I think it was Chris in Connecticut, won right before Christmas time. I mean, that was just a brilliant strategy. I'm going to win right before Christmas. So it worked out. And we've had a couple winners, but not in a while. So you may break the spell with the right guess. You don't have to love football, like football. You can be an over-analyzer. You do like football. It's really just a guess in the end. Just a guess as to whatever the game is, then you pick a side and give us a numerical guess. So easy. So easy, my nephew can do it. How about that? That's just how easy it is. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Keystone Pipeline. The Keystone Pipeline has been kicked around now for way too long after all these environmental studies. And this was just a question of shelving it and pulling it out at the right time. And the right time is a runoff. In Louisiana, Mary Landrieu realizes the Keystone Pipeline has more than a few people hot because of the jobs that they were counting on applying for and getting. But then they weren't able to do that. So this may be, I don't want to say payback, but maybe there is a little payback wrapped into this, plus a little help for Mary Landrieu, who right now is not looking pretty on any of those environmental issues, and that's a very, very big concern to conservatives. But I think it's a whole new ball game when it comes to that. But this is another, we'll see. This is the theme, we'll see. We'll see what happens with the Keystone Pipeline. I mean, listen, the jobs, I talked to someone the other day, the jobs are there. And for Landrieu, this would be the thing that push her over the top. And isn't it funny? Because you have Republicans who are pushing for it. Mary Landrieu is a Democrat, and she's got a tough runoff election next month. But if there is a vote on a bill approving the project, and Mary Landrieu is the one who calls for the vote, well, that would be called flexing some muscle. And if she exercises that muscle, that may make a difference with the thousands that separate Landrieu from her opponent, Cassidy, enough to push her over the top and she would represent Louisiana again. But I don't know. I mean, this is so back and forth. And their Senate campaign was so ridiculously bitter. December 6th is the runoff, so time is tick, tick, ticking away. Stay with us.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Vote on the Keystone Pipeline. Some of what is in the mix, or in the queue, as a lot of people like to say right now here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Jack Alexander, step right up. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. Warm your hands because I'm on fire over this announcement. I mean, you know, once again, we've got someone who was rewarding people for criminal behavior. Talk about dumb things I shouldn't have done. I should not have been a law-abiding citizen, and when my visa ended, I came home. I mean, you know, have I completely trashed my career by obeying the law and coming home and doing the right thing?
Well, you did the honorable thing, but unfortunately, what you said is right. There seems to be a reward system, a pathway to amnesty for people who are in the country illegally.
I mean, you know, my between, you know, my immediate family, we've probably spent over the years close to $150,000 in fees. I mean, you know, this is, you know, some fantastic revenue raising by the administration. You know, let's keep rewarding criminals, and we'll just keep all these schmucks who are willing, who are stupid enough to do things honorably and legally, we'll just keep milking them for money like a patsy at a poker table.
Yeah, and that's what it feels like, right? Because, as you said, your family spending $150,000, who knows, maybe even more, trying to do it the right way, and you're just getting further and further down that list.
Yeah, look, I'd love to find a civil lawyer out there that would take my case. I would love to sue the U.S. government for just blatant discrimination, because that's what this is. This is blatant discrimination. And even if I had done the dishonorable thing and stayed, I would bet you dollars to donuts, Kate, that because I am white, I am a Christian, and I am conservative in my politics, that I would still be discriminated against and told, no, there's no place for you in the United States. Bugger off back to where you came. You know, despite the fact that, you know, I've got a college degree, I have multiple employable skills, I can create a couple of businesses, you know, within seconds of getting off the plane, all this stuff that would build the economy and create jobs, yet, you know, people without an education, with poor health, bringing all sorts of nasty diseases into the country, are going to get a free ticket. And if the administration thinks for one second that all of a sudden they're going to come out of the woodwork and they're going to start paying their taxes, they're going to start paying into 401ks, Social Security and so on, I mean, they're not going to do it.
No. That the incentive will probably fall flat, exactly.
You know, they're not going to, you know, because most of these people will be on minimum wage. So,
yep. So
by the time you take out mandatory Social Security payments, 401k, and all the other tax, oh, hang on, let's not forget tax, you know, paying income tax, you know, it's not going to be worth their while to become legal. So they've got a piece of paper allowing them to stay. They're still not going to pay their taxes. They're still not going to pay their way. And $56 billion a year out of the U.S. economy will get wired back to their home countries to support the families back in Mexico or Guatemala or what have you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, because that's what it is. It's a pipeline of money. And in Mexico, they certainly don't care. The haves and the have-nots have gotten even wider there.
I mean, Western Union must be making a killing.
I agree. I've seen it. I've seen it.
Going back.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous and frustrating to be, you know, just because you're an honorable person, you get kicked in the guts time and time again for obeying the law. You know, this is supposed to be the country that rewards people who are willing to be stand-up citizens.
I agree with you. I'm right there with you. I mean, this is the same thing I've been talking about since I jumped on the airwaves with America Tonight. You know this. I've ridden with the Border Patrol a couple of times. They're frustrated. There's massive frustration by the people who are supposed to be the enforcers. So what are we doing? Why are we messing around with this and always in the wrong direction and pushing the line, the legal line, in a different area? So who gets poked the worst out of this? And it's and you said it, Jack, the big number is that so many billions are being thrown down the rabbit hole, thanks, Jack, because of it. And in the end, is this incentive going to really all of a sudden pull people out of the shadows and into an office, an immigration office, to say, yeah, I've been living here for 10 years, 5 years, 6 years. And if they're estimating the taxes based on that, why would you even say that? Why are you going to give some high number? I was here 20 years. And maybe you can't lie because if you have children, you have to show birth certificates or whatever. But it seems just so cockamamie and upside down. It was one thing when you had some people coming in illegally and people turned a blind eye. But then when we just let people, the numbers just explode, we really caused this damage ourselves. And it's done damage to school districts, certainly done damage to budgets of hospitals that are passing on that exorbitant fees to all of us, the exorbitant fees that are not being paid by people who are being treated in the country who are in the country, you know, illegally. And then you wonder why, and they wonder why in Washington, when they jack with our tax system and charge more in taxes, we're seeing red, which is why they saw the avalanche, I think, in the election. Some Democrats I know voted for a couple of the Republicans. And that's unusual. Usually you kind of used to stick to your lane, but you could get along. Now you stick to your lane and you're it's like sports teams. You hate the other side, which is completely unhealthy because then there's no conversation. I got to say that. But the immigration problem, it's not even a problem. Somebody told me one time there's problems and there's predicaments. So it's definitely not a predicament. It's a problem. And it's a problem that we conveniently trot out, grandstand about, hocus pocus, talk about it, and then put it back on the shelf somewhere. And we are so, so stuck in a situation that's untenable, that we cannot maintain indefinitely into the future. We can't do it. And I'm not even talking about the brutal element. I'm not talking about the drugs, which are terrible. I'm not talking about the gangs. None of that. Just strictly if it was the families and the families who bring in families and more families into their house has created, unfortunately, the logjam and the problems that we're seeing. And all the Border Patrol agents I know, and I've told this story before, when I first got into television news, there was somebody I worked with who was a great investigative reporter, and he ditched it because he wanted a pension and to make a trajectory in his career. But some of what he's had to see and endure is unbelievable. And it's the same people, too, by the way, coming across the Rio Grande over and over and over again. And he has to do the same thing over and over and over again. I said I would mention the, you know what's going on with Mary Landrieu and the runoff election and the Keystone Pipeline and pumping up the conversation on that's not going to hurt her, but I don't know that it pushes her past Cassidy. I think it's a nerve-wracking thing when you've got a runoff election. You're asking people to go to the polls again and vote. Sometimes that's just enough to nudge someone to say, you know what, I'm not so much. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna go through this again. As they count up every single vote, and every single vote matters in this scenario because it's just enough to push someone out of it or just enough to pull somebody into it. And I'm talking about poverty. And too often we are seeing this now. So you get slammed, basted, since there's a turkey term, you get basted with these unbelievable tax shenanigans, but you pay them, right? You pay them. And then you're in the emergency room, and who's getting the treatment? It's obvious what's happening there. All right, coming up on America Tonight, I already said it, dumb things I shouldn't have done. A lot of you have really jumped on this movement, and you're sending us your dumb things. That is very, very good. And dumb things have consisted of some really interesting types of topics that have been brought up because of the dumb things I shouldn't have done. It's we've gone from coffee and food to, you know, even other things that we're exploring where, and it's mostly men, it seems, that are emailing me, have done. All the women out there don't do dumb things. I find that hard to believe. If you want to throw in your 2 cents during the segment, you can, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
All right, we're making that final turn for this hour anyway of America Tonight. You want to throw in on the president's 10-point plan that he's going to unveil? And executive action, you can. And remember, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. It's about your opinion, baby. That's America Tonight. So whatever you feel like jumping on, you've got the permission, meaning where you stand on this executive action and what will that do immediately with the relationship with Congress, although I think it'd be pretty tough to justify that there's going to be some kind of a great relationship there, because you can already see how the sides have shaped up, and I don't think that's a surprise, frankly, to any of us. Larry is listening to us in the great state of Florida, in Tallahassee specifically. Hey, Larry, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind, man?
Well, the first thing I want to do is I wanted to wish Jack, who was on last, good riddance back wherever he came from. Anyway, as far as
good riddance because he's too much of a hard right turner. What?
We got enough limey. We got enough limeys over here messing things up already. We had too many of them 200 years ago, and we did something about it. But anyway, the problem is that nobody in this country is going to do the work that a lot of the people from Mexico coming up here are going to do. If there were plenty of people here, born and raised here, doing that agricultural work, there wouldn't be any work for Mexicans coming up here. And you
know what, Larry, let me stop you for a second. To your point, that's a good point. People always say that, and I've been in the fields, strawberry fields in California a lot, and I've done it in Northern California and in Southern California and in Florida, frankly, with oranges and whatnot. And I have had farmers say that to me, I asked them point blank, I mean, really, are you really saying that? And even with a decent wage, and they swear absolutely. They say exactly what you say, that it's not a made up fantasy, that there's no way they could fill those jobs and get everything they need to get to market. So they agree with you that's the truth.
We'd be paying twice as much for the produce in this country if it wasn't for the Mexicans going to come up here doing that picking. And I've picked zucchinis and apples and all kinds of stuff in Washington and Oregon. And it's backbreaking work. And you work with those people and you end up having a whole lot of respect for them because they work like machines. And and it's the way they were raised. The way we're told that work ethic, you know, that we have a work ethic, but you work around Mexican people, whether it's in construction or in the fields and stuff, they got a work ethic that don't quit. We could damn sure learn from that. And the other thing that Jack mentioned, I hear talk about all the time, and they take their money and send it back to their wives and their mothers. Well, to me, that's an admirable thing to do. I mean, that's what a man's supposed to do.
I know, but Larry, but the problem is you understand the other side of that, what it's done to the economy in a lot of areas. I'm in a border state. You're in a border state, essentially, Florida, that what happens now, you don't have state income tax, but what happens is you pay that extra $1,000 because of what's gone on with the hospitals in this country and the problems with uninsured, but not all of that is illegal, but a big part of it is. There's some problems in the school systems. There's problems in some other areas because of that. So that doesn't work either. So we can't turn a blind eye. And I think to your point is there were a lot of good people that came in, absolutely. Then there was a bad element that also came in, unfortunately. And now we're too overrun. And there should have been more of a procedure, and we wouldn't have necessarily ended up in this space, don't you think? I mean, there could have been a way to streamline
I think it should have started a long time ago dealing with the reality.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
The reality is it's not a bunch of immigrants that are causing the problem in this country. It's a bunch of old white men from Harvard and Yale that are causing all the problems in this country. Well educated, very well shod, and they're causing all the problem and have been for some time. They talk about how they're creating all these jobs for everybody. No. It's the people that are working in their sweatshops that are making them rich. It's not them that's being benevolent and giving jobs out. Believe me, they're not paying any more for those. They're making lots of money off the sweat and blood of the working man and woman in this country. And
I agree with that. That's why the laws that were on the books were not enforced. Because that way you made more money. You paid a cheaper wage, you made more money, and you got richer and richer and richer and richer. And that's what started the road that we've gone down and why it's become so ridiculous. Because of that, it could have been streamlined. Absolutely. It could have been streamlined. I agree with you. Larry, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
You know, definitely somebody that comes up here from Mexico and is in agricultural work, they need to be given whether you call it a green card or whatever else, so that they feel free to return to their family off season and without worrying about whether they can get back up here to go to work when there's more fruits and vegetables to be picked.
Yeah.
And that would solve a whole lot of the problem. Then you could concentrate on the ones that are coming up here and the drugs and all that, because that's important. It's important to keep cocaine from coming into the country. But
yeah.
the government,
yeah.
you know, and it, they don't want to keep the cocaine from coming into the country because they're making money off of it. You know, whether it's in, there's so many people in enforcement that are making those busts, and very little of those drugs that are actually confiscated or showing up, you know, in the lockers, you know, down at the police station or in wherever, because that stuff is getting taken off and put back out on the street by the enforcement agencies and officers that are supposedly stopping that stuff. And there's lots of things need to be stopped from coming across the border, but it, people that are coming up here to sweat and work, that's not one of them.
Yeah, interesting perspective. That's exactly what the strawberry field owners told me, and the same thing I found when I was in Florida. Same conversation I had. Larry, thanks for the call. Call us again sometime. See, as I say, a different perspective. Let's get different perspectives. And Larry's there in Florida, and I did hear that from people who had grapefruit to be picked and oranges to get picked when we went back and forth about this, because what I hear from callers and what I've heard when we've done polls is that's not true. If we were given a good wage, Americans would be there in the fields. But then the farmers say that's not true. They would not be there because they will not do that work. So which is correct? Which one of those is right? Or is it somewhere in between? And it depends on what we're talking about. Now, he did step on what I would have said that, and I say all the time, We cannot have these open swinging gates and allow the drugs and the gangs and the things that are coming into this country to continue to flow in the way it is. And the reason we're in this predicament, it's not a predicament problem. It was a predicament. Now it's a problem, bigger than that, is because we didn't enforce it. Would the work ethic have been different? Would we have to have people in the fields picking and doing that kind of work if we didn't allow people to come over and be that cheap labor that he's talking about? Can I answer that question from 80 years ago, 70 years ago, 60 years ago, 50 years ago, when we got the laws that were on the books that weren't enforced, when ICE barely showed up to bust a few heads in a factory, you know, it made a huge difference. And he's right that the people are getting rich, and the people that got rich wanted to stay rich, and they wanted to squeeze every dime they could squeeze out of the fields, and that's exactly what turned it into this situation. The green card idea is one that's being pushed where it's just you can come in, work, and then go. Come in, work, go, and pay on that. So then we don't have the thing with the taxes. And that makes sense to me. It makes sense to get the temporary green card, come get a worker's permit, but not be a permanent resident. By the way, Jack is not, I think he said Limey. He's not a Limey. He's an Australian. He's an Australian, for goodness sake. We like Australians. I mean, for goodness sake, we're giving the Australians a lot of work in all of our movies. How many Australians does it take to make an American movie? The answer is somewhere between 4 and 10. Look at all the actors. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.